Being a Christian is not a spectator sport. And why should that surprise us? Jesus was usually quite active, usually on the move. While we do note that Jesus devoted some time to rest and retreat and prayer, what we usually read in the Gospels is that Jesus was walking from one place to another, or he was sitting on a hilltop preaching to the crowds gathered there, or he was in a boat imparting a lesson about God's kingdom, or he was bringing healing and wholeness to one who was stricken in some way or another. Wherever Jesus was, he was up to something. And that realization becomes the basis for our worship services during Lent this year. In a series called Listen Up, we'll consider how the Gospels call us to store up and come up and take up and raise up, light up and lift up and sit up and finally look up. From all that upward movement, we'll discover how Jesus implores us to engage with him actively. Today's episode I call Come Up. And that action comes from the description in Mark's Gospel you just heard when Jesus launched his public ministry. Mark tells us that Jesus sought to be baptized in the Jordan River by John, the baptizer. And Mark writes that when Jesus came up out of the water, mystical signs seemed to confirm that here was the long-awaited Savior, Messiah. Jesus experienced this penetrating vision of the heavens as if they'd been torn open to reveal their secrets. God's Holy Spirit descended upon him with a blessing of authority and courage as plainly as if a dove flew down and roosted on his shoulder. And then the air thundered mightily as though the very voice of God was pronouncing, "Jesus, you are my dear, dear son." Coming up from the waters of baptism was empowering for Jesus. He found confirmation for his call to tell anyone and everyone that God is love. Jesus found encouragement to take on this uncharted territory of person-to-person testimony, sharing. Coming up from the waters of baptism energized him, excited him. It moved him forward. Now, most of us came up from the waters of baptism long ago and probably in a much different way. A few of you may have experienced full immersion baptism like I did when I was 12 years old. But for many of you, coming up from the waters of baptism may have meant your mother shifted you onto her shoulder after the minister had sprinkled a few drops of water on your forehead. That was your coming up from the waters of baptism. So while it was the waters of baptism that Jesus came up from, what we're awash in our day is more mundane. I mean, our daily lives are filled to overflowing with pressures and concerns that wash over us and prevent us from offering our best for God's purposes. Consider a few examples. First, for many of us, one of the things that swamps our minds constantly is the proverbial to-do list. It may be jotted on a piece of paper, entered on our smartphone, maybe simply floating around in our head. But our to-do lists can make us feel like we are constantly struggling to come up for air. One night this past week, my wife Mary woke up in the middle of the night, and after a while, she made a list of the things that were displacing her idyllic dreams. The next morning, she told me that she created a to-do list of 14 things. Who could sleep through that? Now, having bigger to-do lists is not something that we want to have bragging rights for. It crowds out sleep and it disrupts waking thoughts, too. What if we discovered that putting our trust in Jesus empowers us to come up out of that to-do list mire? Those who are in the tax preparation business, we have a couple of them in our church here, they provide a second example of what it feels like to be swamped. Now, throughout the year, I may joke with accountants that Advent and Lent are, for me, what tax season is for them. But from what I see, they have it much worse. I mean, the ones I know are working 6, maybe 7 days a week, putting in 14, 16, 18 hours a day. And although we all know that tax returns are due on April 15th every year, the way the calendar falls this year, taxes aren't due until April 17th. Now, we may see that as a bonus, but professional tax preparers see that as 2 extra days that they are longing to come up from the pit. I can think of other folks who are swamped by expectations and duties, who feel weak, vulnerable, unsure, who long to be able to come up from whatever is holding them down. I mean, we may think that youth is such a carefree time, but I know many students who are making their final pushes on college apps, worried about whether their preferred university will deem them worthy. They're starting to envision college not as some far-off dream, but as a looming reality, and they wonder if they'll be able to handle the work, handle the social pressure, handle the independence, knowing their weaknesses and insecurities better than they want to admit. And I hear from lots of parents who struggle to provide the proper balance for their children. I mean, they want to expose their children to wonderful opportunities in the arts and athletics, but they worry about so over-scheduling their children that the kids miss out on important social skills like problem-solving and socialization, skills that are developed by unstructured free play in the neighborhood. And then some parents are driven to assure that their older teens overachieve in every way in order to land that coveted spot at that most prestigious school. And for those adults, and for quite possibly the children, what a blessing it could be able to come up, to rise up from the entrapment of overachievement, to be able to come up and receive the relief and contentment that trusting in Jesus offers. Another example, every year some folks face the formidable task of downsizing their possessions. And maybe they want to prepare to relocate for retirement. Maybe they need to downsize in order to respond to new circumstances brought about by a change in health. And when you've spent a lifetime accumulating possessions, each one infused with memories. When you've spent a lifetime accumulating possessions, the prospect of disposing of even some of that can overwhelm, even paralyze you. You can feel trapped by a rising tide. You see no way to come up to safety, no way to make progress. Yes, our daily lives are filled to overflowing with pressures and concerns that wash over us and prevent us from offering our best for God's purpose. So what, if anything, can we do about it? Have we forgotten who we are? Have we forgotten why we are gathered here today? We are Christians, followers of the one called the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who God called my beloved Son. We're here because we've been blessed to discover Jesus. We've been graced with conviction to embrace Him. So here's what Jesus says to us. Come up out of that rut, that quagmire which is holding you hostage, pulling you down. Come to me. Trust in me. Come up out of that pit. Come up from your struggle with relatives. Come up from your worry about health concerns. Come up from your nervousness about employment. Come up from your worry about world events. Come up from your anxiety about paying the bills. Come up from that pit that seems like it's swallowing all of your attention and energy and passion. Jesus says, trust me as I walk through your life with you. That's what Jesus says to you and me today. Now, Jesus may have lived in a technologically primitive culture in a land far, far away from here. But Jesus knows life. He knows what it is to face the daily struggle. He knows that we have to make choices or take actions that can be emotionally distressing, physically stressful. Decisions that are costly in terms of money or reputation or friendship or other measures. Jesus, the Son of God, knows what it is to live life in our world. So let us know this. Jesus stands ready to help lift us out of the pit where each of us struggles with the stuff that makes up daily life. For comfort, for reassurance, for strength to come up and cope with all that seems to engulf you. Call on Jesus to be your partner on life's way, to be your master, to be your savior. Let's pray. Jesus, in your baptism, you found strength to face the enormous challenges of living to proclaim your Heavenly Father's will. May we hear and respond to your call to come up out of whatever everyday struggles hold us down, so that we can follow your lead in serving God's will. Amen.